When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent. It's the 4th of July weekend. Today is Friday, July 2nd, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is in the world. He's fantastic. Give him a call, 317-849-2933. I've been a patient there 28 years. I'm never going to another dentist in my life. If Dr. Mike O'Neill at some point in the distant future retires, I'm just going to let my teeth fall out. That's how loyal I am to Dr. Mike O'Neill. Let's talk about sports, shall we, on this Independence Day weekend. Fantastic. What weather we got today, right? What a beautiful weekend. It's going to be in the mid-70s here in central Indiana. Sunny. Tomorrow, same thing. Sunday, a little bit warmer, but I like the warmth. I'm cool with it. Let's go. The Indiana Pacers. They've hired two assistant coaches, according to media reports. According to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, the Pacers have hired Lloyd Pierce. We'll remember him. You'll remember him as the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, who was fired a few games into the season and replaced by Nate McMillan. Lloyd Pierce, respected around the league, especially as an assistant coach, and didn't have a healthy roster with the Hawks. Nate McMillan got hired. They got a little bit healthier, and now they're in the Eastern Conference Finals, one loss away from taking that long dirt nap of an offseason, but a surprising run in the postseason. So good for Nate McMillan and everybody else, and Lloyd Pierce should take some pride in this too. The other assistant coach that the Pacers got, I'm really excited about because he's coming home, and that is Ronald Norred, former Butler Bulldog, Butler alum, A guy who's built his coaching career at multiple stops. The last 3 years he's spent as an assistant coach with the Charlotte Hornets. Ronald is one of the best guys you'll ever meet in your life. I love him. Interviewing Ronald Norred when he was a student at Butler was like, how do you have a better guy than this? You know, he speaks to what Butler is. Because Butler's not just, hey, come here, play basketball, and build yourself as a player. It's build yourself as a human being. And at Butler, they recruit human beings, not just basketball players. And Ronald Norred is a poster child for that. A fantastic guy. So happy that he's coming home. And like I said, a guy, you meet him for 10 seconds, you feel like you've known him forever. There's nothing surprising about Ronald Norred. And by the way, Norred being hired, reported by Jay Michael of the Indianapolis Star. So the staff is filling, and they're going to get this thing rolling, and we'll see what happens this coming season. I think Carlisle and the number of guys they've got coming back as it stands right now, all the starters under contract, we'll see if they all come back or whether some of them are dealt. But this is a team that you would think, if they weren't ready to win, why would Carlisle take the job? He's not trying to earn his chops, not trying to put his kids through college, right? He's got all the money he's ever going to spend. If not to try to win, why? Why come back? So, you know, so quickly after leaving the Dallas Mavericks, resigned, okay, fine, resigned, and now he's going to be the coach of the Pacers. Butler, by the way, got a commitment yesterday from a 6'10 center out of O'Fallon, Missouri, a kid named Connor Turnbull. There's no bio, no film, no ranking for him at 24/7 Sports, but he is a guy who is good enough to have offers from Indiana State, St. Louis, Mizzou, and Kansas State. So there's that. He was good enough for that, but not good enough for a ranking, a pitcher, or a bio, I guess, at 24/7 Sports. I expect more from 24/7 Sports, frankly. Turnbull commits to the Butler Bulldogs. Good. 6'10 doesn't grow on trees. We'll see if he can play. Nothing wrong with that. No movement among IU recruits in the class of 22. You've got Jalen Washington out of Gary West, who's a top 30 kid in the country in that class. Mike Woodson covets him. He's a favorite to be, man, who is the last Mr. Basketball that came out of Lake County? The big dog, Glenn Robinson? I'm not sure. But it's been a while since Lake County produced a Mr. Basketball. Jalen Washington might be that guy. Then there's also Sean Phillips of Ipsy Prep, Ypsilanti, Michigan. He, a terrific high school player. He is hot on Indiana. Indiana hot on him. And then Rodney Rice of DeMatha, another terrific class of 22 kid. The tough part with this is you don't know how many scholarships you're going to have available, right? With the transfer portal being operating the way it does, you still don't know. A lot of teams, you don't know how many scholarships you're going to have for this coming season. There are guys who are still opting in. Kofi Coburn of Illinois, he's still in the NBA draft right now. He's got until July 7th to withdraw his name from the NBA draft, but he entered the transfer portal yesterday. So you just don't know, and trying to prepare in terms of filling those 13 scholarships, really, really difficult for college basketball coaches, understanding how many rooms at the end they're going to have. It is a constantly moving figure and requires some very advanced math to figure out. It used to be, all right, we've got 13 scholarships, we've got 10 players coming back. That means we've got three guys to go out and get, either as transfers or as high school recruits. Now it's constantly fluctuating, and it makes managing that roster really, really difficult. Indiana doing it as well as anybody to this point. They got 13 guys. Kofi Coburn would look good in an Indiana jersey, wouldn't he? Yeah, he would. I'll tell you what, if Indiana found a way to get Coburn, all of a sudden Indiana becomes a favorite in the Big Ten to me. If you've got Coburn down low, Trace Jackson Davis at the four, and you use the multiple options they've got at 1, 2, and 3, you got a team. You got a chance to win games. We'll see exactly what Indiana chooses to do moving forward. I think we saw a little bit of how Indiana's going to operate with Jerome Hunter, bye-bye, and Michael Durr coming in. So, you know what? At some point, yes, it's about the student athlete and it's about their welfare. But then again, also, it's about the team and it's about winning games and it's about putting together a winning program. You try to walk that fine line. Maybe you can do both simultaneously. Maybe you can't. On which side of that line do you kind of choose to live, right? The Milwaukee Bucks, they're one win away. Last night, They dominated the Atlanta Hawks, especially on the inside. They win 123-112, so they're up in this best of seven, 3-2. If the Bucks can close it out, they will go to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1974. Who played for the Bucks in 74? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the Big O, Oscar Robertson, Bobby Dandridge, a lot of guys, right? A terrific team in 1974. They lost in seven to the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals. That Celtics team, of course, with John Havlicek and Dave Cowens, a terrific series. And if you were alive, you remember it. I remember it. It was really, really fun to watch. And Kareem played, I guess, a couple more years, three more years with the Bucks, and then went to L.A. He's primarily known as a Laker, but he was terrific for the Bucks in the early and mid-70s. Lopez last night with 33, Middleton with 26 and 13. Bobby Portis was terrific last night. Bobby Portis is capable of playing really good basketball. Great pickup by the Milwaukee Bucks. Cubs tonight, 1-3 in Cincinnati. They got to get their heads out of their asses, start playing good baseball. They've lost six in a row. and it's nut cutting time. Either they're going to start playing or they're going to fold the tent, and Jed Hoyer is going to have no choice but to sell off parts and restock that farm system so that in 3 or 4 years, the Cubs are ready to compete again in the National League Central. They've got Craig Kimbrell, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez as free agents at the end of the season, who at the trade deadline they might be able to ship out and get guys back. You cannot lose this kind of asset, these guys, without getting something in return. They can't just sign elsewhere. You have to go get return for them. And if you can't, if you don't, and this team doesn't make the playoffs, you have utterly failed in your responsibility to build this farm system, this roster, to the point where David Ross can compete with it, Jed Hoyer. It's a warning. Warning shot across the bow. Mills, Alzolay, and Hendricks this weekend in Cincinnati. Used to be, on a weekend like this, there'd be a lot of Cubs fans in Cincinnati. They would take over the town, take over the Great American Ballpark, have a great time throughout the entire weekend. Not going to happen this weekend, I don't think, with this six-game losing streak being what it is. The Indiana Fever, what the hell's going on with the Fever? We haven't talked about the Fever. I got to tell you the truth. I like Tamika Catchings. I think she's a wonderful human being. She knows a lot about basketball. She is tireless, dogged in her desire to build the Indiana Fever into a quality team. It just hasn't happened this year. The Fever lost last night 86-80 to Connecticut. As a result, they are now six games clear. There are 12 teams in the WNBA. The Fever, at 1-16, are in 12th place. They are six games clear of the 11th place team. The 11th place team is only 5.5 games back from the top of the WNBA. So the 11th place team is closer to being the top team in the WNBA than the Fever are to being, to moving up one spot in the standings. There's something wrong with the Fever. They took Lauren Cox, number 3 overall in 2020. They waived her a couple of weeks ago. Just outright waived her. Do you know what would happen in the city of Indianapolis, or any town, any NBA town, really any town with a major league sports franchise, if they took a player number 3 overall and then less than 2 years later just waived the person? There'd be people with torches out in front of Bankers Life Fieldhouse if that was Kevin Pritchard. For God's sake, there'd be people with torches out in front of the Colts complex asking for Chris Ballard's job if that ever happened with Ballard. Hell, people get mad when Ballard waves a fourth-round kid like Zach Banner, right? Number 3 overall, goners. Lauren Cox, we don't need you. We could be 1-15 without you. What is going on? Love, Tamika. And frankly, the Fever aren't an above-the-fold kind of franchise in central Indiana, so it's okay. I mean, Fever go 1-15. If they wind up going 1-33 this regular season, you know what? The world's not going to stop spinning. But what's going on? Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? I hate talking about it because it makes me sad. I really want Tamika to succeed at that job because she is just a wonderful human being. All right, birthday's being celebrated today, July 2nd. How cool is it to have a birthday on July 2nd, right? You got the holiday weekend, so you got Monday to enjoy yet another day of birthday celebrating. Simon Sefton, happy birthday. Jeremy Swopes, happy birthday. Raymar Watson, celebrating a birthday. The great Katie Ayers, celebrating a birthday. Can't say enough good things about Katie Ayers. Absolutely loved working with Katie at Entercom. If you're looking for a media executive, young media executive, who can flat out do the job and understands the game, Katie Ayers is your girl. Patty Sinex Watson, happy birthday. Don Anthony, the great Marla Fisher, celebrating a birthday. Jerry Bentley, Sharon Evans, and Janet Dreyer, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done, you know, with an honest and specific compliment. Just lift each other. You got an extra day this weekend, right? You got Monday. You got really today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. 4 days you can use to lift people instead of pull people down. Let's lift people, shall we? Let's go!